Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Good evening, Rush Nation. We are back. It is Friday. Lou, hopefully, will be joining us. But for now, Rob is here. How's things, buddy?
Very good, Pitsy. It's good to have you and Lou back. I know it was a bit lonely last week, but thankfully we can talk some quick football. It will be really fast action this week because I know we've got weekend plans to sort out. No London game for any of us, but you know other things have to take precedent if we take a day out to do NFL. Got to make it up way in other ways, don't we?
Yeah, man. Obviously, just the one for me this year, but it'd have been nice to have gone to the Tottenham Stadium again. But yes, as you say, there's many things that happen in life, and just the one game will do for me.
I'm very jealous. I'm very jealous.
Well, we'll get you there next year, mate. We'll get you there next year.
Yeah.
Nice one. Right. Well, let's go straight into it. Thursday night throwback. Well, this felt such an odd game. I have no idea whether teams played well, bad. Everything kind of just seemed just odd to me. I don't know why. Anyway, I was expecting to see a ton of running from the Chiefs against the Broncos D that everyone seems to be running on. But then Mahomes just did Mahomes things and kept on passing. He had 40 attempts for 30 completions. 306 yards, but only a touchdown to kind of go with that, which is why I felt like it was such a weird game to go with it. So he ended up rushing for he had six rushes as well, 31. I just don't understand where the touchdowns weren't coming. Compare that to just led by the chef that is Wilson. He had 22 attempts for 13 completions for a massive 95 yards. Yeah, one amazing catch by Sutton managed to get him a touchdown, but that was about it. Two interceptions helped him out. Just he had four rushes for 31. That's again, there's not a right lot I can say about this Broncos offense with Wilson behind center at the moment. It ain't happening, is it?
No, it's not. Lewis has joined us. If you are on the video chat, you'll be able to see him there. He has arrived. How's it going, Lewis?
Yeah, good evening. I made it. I had a few difficulties getting online there, but we're here.
We are.
I'll just carry on.
Just in time for you to tell us about the offensive coverage as well.
Exactly. And I'll take off right where Pitsy left off there. Russell Wilson just couldn't get nothing going. And other than Cortland Sutton's touchdown, he also led the team with 4 catches for 46 yards, which is, you know, just under half of his total passing yards for Russell Wilson. And they're just not getting nothing going at all, are they? And a little bit better from the Chiefs, although on Mahomes' usual standards, probably not. But unsurprisingly, Travis Kelce led the team with 9 catches and 124 yards. Kadarius Toney was the receiving touchdown recipient this week, though. But again, no one else really on that offense done much. One thing to note, though, Isaiah Pacheco, he seems to be taking the passing work from Jet McKinnon now as well, because he had 6 catches last night.
Watching this game, because I've got the defensive coverage and we can talk about the stats. Broncos got one interception and 2 sacks. Chiefs doubled that with 2 interceptions and 4 sacks. But if you look past the stats, the Broncos did really well to stop any sort of touchdowns that we were talking about. Like you said, you were expecting a lot of running game, a lot of rushing touchdowns, and they stopped that pretty well where they needed to. And hence why Harrison Butker got so many kicks. There was at least, I think he got 4 kicks in this game, plus an extra point as well. So they did enough to slow it down. It just wasn't enough to stop it completely. And I think the key difference here is that Mahomes is using the ultimate spread offense. Obviously, you've got Kelce, who is like a world beater.
The man.
He's just got so many players to pick out from, and he knows he can connect with them. But it makes it so hard for defenses to cover anything Mahomes is doing, because he'll go, well, that person's not open. I've got someone over here I can trust. I've got that person's closed. I've got someone over here I can trust. And as long as he can keep moving like he does, like he's so evasive from those defensive rushes. As long as he can do that, he can find any of those running players, those receivers, and pick them out. And that's why he was able to move it so much and pass so much and have so much success on that side of the ball. Russell Wilson only has a few players that he can choose from at the moment. Like, he's very, very limited in the receivers he's got. Hence why the defenses can confuse him, and it just ends up going to pot. Like, there's not really much he can do. You get the same depth of receiver for Russell Wilson, you might see something different here. But the Chiefs did enough on the day to keep him to one passing touchdown. It is wild to think that Wilson and Mahomes got the same amount of touchdowns in this game. You wouldn't have seen that coming.
Well, I'm glad you brought up the kicker, because kickers matter too, mate. Kickers matter. The fact that Butker, he was just on fire. Was it a 60-yard extra point? Not extra point, field goal as well, which was just nuts. So, love it. Love him. I think he's great.
Oh, absolutely. He's keeping my FFCC team afloat, I think, by himself. It's excellent stuff. Right, let's move on to the injury report. 2 big pieces of news that came out today in terms of injuries for quarterbacks. New York Giants quarterbacks Daniel Jones and Cleveland Brown quarterback Deshaun Watson have both been ruled out early. So that gives you plenty of time to get those waiver claims in time for Saturday and Sunday's waiver rounds. Tyrod Taylor is going to start instead of Jones, who has a neck injury sustained in last week's game. But looking at the condition of that Giants offense, I don't think I'd want any part of Tyrod Taylor here. He was getting absolutely mullered by the Dolphins' pass attack last week. And then Deshaun Watson, it's going to be PJ Walker coming in for Watson, who couldn't shake that shoulder injury off even after the bye week. So bad news for anyone who took Jones and Watson in mid-round draft selections.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's not ideal. I've got a fair share of Daniel Jones, and although he hasn't set it alight so far this season, I'm hoping he could get something going. But yeah, looks like he's out for this week at least. I even dropped $75 on Tyrod Taylor. Yeah.
What's that percentage? I mean, percentage wise, what was that?
No, so it's a either $200 or $250 you get in that league.
Oh, even so. Oh.
So I've got Kyler on an IR spot, and then it's one QB, and my other quarterback is Josh Dobbs. So it's like play the matchup kind of. You got to just try and do what's best for this week.
Yeah.
But quite a few people have headed to IR, people that have really been helping us so far this season. You've got Devon Achan, I believe he likes it pronounced, Anthony Richardson, Justin Jefferson, and James Connor. They have all dropped on this last week, so it's tough if you're looking to replace those guys, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on to that. So Jahmyr Gibbs, he's also trending towards being out this week. Sam Laporte has also been added to the Thursday injury report with a calf issue, so need to work out what's going on with him. Hopefully not out this weekend, but need to keep watching that. Tank Dell, he has a concussion and he's definitely out versus the Saints.
Yeah, that is a very interesting situation brewing at the Cardinals as well in terms of running backs. We mentioned James Connor going out on IR. Amari DiMercado took the backup role last week. And you'd be forgiven for thinking that he was going to be the running back one coming into this week, but Keonta Ingram looks to be returning. He's been limited with a neck injury this week, so things still aren't clear about who's going to be leading that backfield. My money is on Josh Dobbs.
Yes, he's definitely going to be involved a lot more. All right, other running backs then. We've got some questions around them, include Tony Pollard, Khalil Herbert, Roshan Johnson, some J.P. Ryan, Saquon Barkley, Elijah Mitchell, Gary Brightwell, all going out. One big one, actually, Miles Sanders has actually been confirmed out as well. So that was one to kind of start on looking at your lineups for that running back change.
Yeah, definitely. And adding to the Detroit problems, Amon-Ra St. Brown, we know he missed a week. And he has had a full practice, though. So that's good news in that sense, especially with Laporta and Gibbs banged up. Keep an eye out on Devontae Adams, Marquise Brown, Mike Evans. They've all been limited this week. So I think we've just about covered every injured skill position player tonight, actually.
Yeah.
Is there any left?
I'm Brilliant. Sure we'll miss a few, but let's move on to weak points. Let's keep it moving.
Weakest against the quarterback, 23 points allowed, is the Chicago Bears. Now, they play the Vikings this week, so you've got Kirk Cousins, who... he's not quite been there the last couple of weeks, but he started off the season red hot, was the QB1 after 3 weeks. So possibly a nice game there. And looking at other guys in that offense, not named Justin Jefferson. Second is the Broncos, obviously lost last night, and they played Patrick Mahomes, although he didn't light it up like we was probably expecting. And third is the Cardinals, 21.8 points allowed. They face the Rams, and Matthew Stafford looks good again this season. It looks like the Stafford we've seen before injury.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Yeah, he's got a nice full complement of receivers. Obviously, Van Jefferson traded away to the Falcons this week, so he's lost him. But Puka Nacua, what a replacement. You can't really complain there. They've got a passing attack to be jealous of. Running backs, weakest against the running backs, Broncos, again, we saw last night. They didn't concede a rushing touchdown, but they got battered on the ground by Isaiah Pacheco. It's clear that Sean Payton has got some work to do on his side, on that side of the ball. The Panthers, they are second weakest against running backs. Feel like that's not something to be proud of, waving the shirt around. 28.5 points against the Dolphins. Obviously, Devon Achane has been put onto IR, so we're looking at Raheem Mostert getting some big gains here. We're looking at Chris Brooks. We're looking at Salvin Ahmed. But one to watch out for, Jeff Wilson could be coming back this week. So that could be the old partnership of Mostert and Wilson doing the business once again. Third on this list, Chicago Bears. 27.2 points conceded at the position. They are at the Vikings, as we've already covered. So two skill positions that they are weak at the moment. We know that they're starting to ramp up on the offensive side of the ball, which frankly makes things a bit more exciting for games, because if the other team's doing just as well, we're looking at, you know, fantasy points galore, Cam Akers, Alexander Mattison, two big players to watch out for here.
Nice.
I've got a sneaky, sorry, gut feeling that it's going to be Cam Akers week as well, where most people will be starting Mattison. But yeah, and there's no substance behind it. It's literally just a gut feeling.
Fair. Also, Rob, you know, true fans and real fans keep repping no matter how the season's going. So, props to you for that. Props to you.
Yeah.
All right, and weakest against the wide receiver, Chargers, averaging 40 points. That is a lot. They're up against the Cowboys. Can Lamb get it going this week with Dak? To be fair, looking at the rest of the wide receivers on that team, they haven't really been using as much, but if Lamb can get it going, then he is definitely one to kind of crank up this week. Seahawks are next, 39 points. They're at the Bengals, so looking good for Burrow and his wide receiver crew. I mean, we would say Chase, but he's also got quite a few there he can play around, so good for the Bengals. And the third on the list is the Commanders, 38.4 points. This time they are up against the Falcons. Last week, Ridder, he started to play, so can he keep that going and get London back in, get this season going for London as well? Obviously, I know they've got a few other wide receivers, but they kind of need to get London going in this offense.
Yeah, he had a big play at the end of last week, didn't he, to ramp up those fantasy stats? So this would be a perfect opportunity to consolidate and get some volume going. T. Higgins, I believe, is back as well, so that's something to watch out for Bengals, Seahawks. That'll increase the depth that Burrow's got to work with. Weakest against tight ends, the Jets are in first, 14.5 positions conceded to the position. They're playing the Eagles. Dallas Goedert got really into the game last week. They made sure he was involved in that first drive, got huge fantasy numbers, looking to be the same again. This week, the Falcons, they are in second, 13.4 points. They are facing the Commanders. So you're looking at Logan Thomas, and if he's not fit, John Bates is there as well. Cole Turner's there. They're looking like flex plays, maybe like deep flex plays, but again, something to consider there. Not the biggest amount of points in tight end positions compared to the other positions we've covered, but still something to consider. Might make the difference. Third on this list, the Detroit Lions, 13.1 points conceded. They are at the Buccaneers. So that's Cade Otton. That's Ko Kieft, if he ever gets involved as well. But Cade Otton was probably the play here. But also worth noting that Mike Evans has returned to this team. So that's a big skill position who could absorb some of those targets for Otton this week.
Next up is Flex of the Week. So Rob was all on his lonesome last week, but he did do pretty well with the Zay Flowers shout, so it's a deserved point there in the end. I'm 1-2, Rob is 2-4, and Pitsy is 2-3, so I think that makes Pitsy the front runner percentage-wise.
I mean, I'll take it, because I think that three, the 2-3, is I've only ever chosen two players. One I was obviously missing for, so I didn't get the points for it, you see. So I'm going to take that as a big win for myself. I mean, obviously, that's...
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's probably the same for you as well, Lewis, to be honest.
Claim it.
Yeah, claim it all the time.
I think I maybe I'm 2-5, because we've had 5 weeks. This is week 6. So I think I'm 2-5, so my percentage is even worse.
Don't tell him that.
No, that means Rob's bottom of the pile, then. I'll take second.
Yeah. But this is what happens when you're here all the time, guys. You've got to be here all the time. You know?
Yeah, sorry, Rob. Apologies.
You clearly would have more points if you were here. I wouldn't have any points.
Right. Straight into it then. Rookie hype for running backs this year is going well. I hope this week in London we see one more rookie get some love. My pick is Tajay Spears. He got his first touchdown last week. His rushing attempts are steady, even with Henry as the main back. but I'm liking his catching ability in this team. His tire is steadily increasing too. Last week, he got himself five for catching four of those as well. So he is steadily joining this team, and I think he could do quite nicely this week.
Yeah, very much. I think his yards per carry have been better than Derrick Henry for the last 2 weeks. Obviously, the Cleveland game didn't really get much going. It was 1.5 and 1.8 yards per carry for both of them. But Tyjae's snaps are roughly half, which is really good for someone who's supposed to be a backup running back. So, yeah, I like this one as well.
Especially backup to Henry. Got a good...
Yeah. Love the run first team. So my pick is probably going to regret it because you've both picked very well here. So this could be another point to either of you. I've gone for Tyler Conklin. Philly are the fourth worst at wide receiver points and they're the ninth worst at tight ends. I understand he's a tight end, but the reason I put those two stats in there is because we've seen Breece Hall return with an absolute bang. And Philly's front line are really the only thing that's keeping them in games at the moment. They're quite porous at the back. I'm feeling that they're going to move defenders forwards, keep that box stacked to really slow down Breece's run because they don't trust Zach Wilson to do anything. Conklin is a favoured target of Wilson's. As we've seen, he's got a very safe floor. He's had five targets in each of the last four games and he's done fairly well with them. So I'm expecting Philly to slow down the run game. Wilson's going to turn to his favourite targets to keep this ball moving. He has to, and that's why I've chosen Conklin for this one.
Fair. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense to me as well, because even if Breece's run game stopped, there's going to be someone keeping an eye on him when he's moving, even when it's, you know, when they're going to throw. So his receptions could be limited as well, and then the next look is Tyler Conklin, isn't it, for a short to intermediate sort of route. But I've also gone tight end, and Rob touched on him earlier, Logan Thomas. So, big week last week. The Commanders are facing Atlanta, who struggle against position, as Rob mentioned. Jahan Dotson and Terry McLaurin, but more Dotson, they're not really panned out the way we probably thought they were going to this season. And Sam Howell's had to make it work somehow. He's got a lot of critics, but he has. The Commanders haven't been completely terrible. And it seems like going through Logan Thomas is a decent outlet alongside Curtis Samuel, of course, who has stayed healthy for 5 weeks, which is probably more of a surprise than anything else. But Logan Thomas, why not?
Yep, like that one as well. Good positional matchup there.
I mean, these flex of the... Yeah, you know, the three set there is quite nice. Obviously, we'll see about the end of the weekend, but it's a good set of three then.
Yeah,
These flex weeks, they're going to come thick and fast in the next couple of weeks anyway, because with all the bye weeks starting to hot up and the injuries on top of that, the flex positions are going to be you're going to be finding all sorts of people off the waiver wires these days. So one to watch anyway.
All three of these players will end up being starters in a lot of teams. So we'll have to really dig down. We'll be like equanimity around. Let's
throw in some really random deep dives there.
Yeah.
Love
it. Going for Ronnie Bell as my flex.
That one league we're in, Rob, where they've got massive starting rosters. I think I'm still starting Ty Chandler at running back. I have been all season as like RB3. Nice. Like, and I'm thinking I'll get a week soon where I don't have to, but it's not coming.
And maybe it's this week.
Yeah. That's Tim Tebow's House of Fun. If any of you guys are listening,
that is it. Yeah.
To that league.
Amazing. Right, boys.
Wrap it up, guys.
Yes, thank you very much. Hope everyone has a good week six. And on to the next one. Until then, keep rushing.
Ever
ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.